I'm not going to really waste a lot of tears or emotion on the fact that people who are going into an underground market are getting ripped off. Just like I don't have any, I don't have any real concern when the guy's like, "Can you check out my new Rolex?" "Yeah, man, I must have been a deal. I got it for like $75. You didn't get a Rolex. "Oh man, I got ripped off." Dude, it was a $75 Rolex. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. So I don't know what to tell these people either. I can't believe I got taken. There's these vapors. They took my money. Yeah, well, sucks for you. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. You kind of get what you pay for. If the grossly obese tattooed man with several piercings sitting outside an alleyway isn't the most reputable seller of cannabis oil, I don't know who is, right? The ninth issue. New Kavanaugh allegations unlikely to prompt impeachment. Oh, how funny how they shoved it all the way to the ninth thing. They have to report on the failure of the New York Times and the Democratic Party, but they're going to make it as people don't go past the first five. They write, as several Democratic presidential candidates call for the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice President Kavanaugh, newly disclosed allegations are reviving questions about the rush to confirm President Donald Trump's nominee at the height of the Pound Me Too movement. Actually, no. These disclosed allegations are actually not allegations. They're hearsay. No actual charges have been filed. And of course, it's just a fluff piece trying to defend liberals in the New York Times for their absolutely stupid maneuvers. And the last thing the AP thinks you should know, who put on a show at MetLife Return? Odell Beckham Jr. puts on a show. Browns top Jets in a snorefest, 23-3. I'd have to say, to those who are listening that are in the Crusade Channel Fantasy Football League, I joked about it yesterday. I will listen to offers for Baker Mayfield. I legitimately will. I'm not lying. The dude was only able to put up like 15 points against the Jets yesterday. All right. I got the same. I actually would have gotten better production from Jacoby Brissett than Baker Mayfield. So if you need a quarterback and you're willing to talk, if you have a running back you want to trade me, I will definitely listen to offers. These are serious offers for Baker Mayfield. I don't have any trust in him. I'll jettison him. I'll start Jacoby Brissett over him. So send me Crusade Channel Fantasy Football guys. Let me know. So that's the 10 things the AP thinks you should know, and my apparent trade request that I'm trying to get out to make my team better. I also want to talk about one more article here that comes from MSNBC News. And for me, it's a reflection of the fact that the momentum is gone. And it was tweeted out by Metha O'Rourke this morning. And the only reason I caught it was from David Arsani, the Federalist. The inventor of the AR-15, he sourced this from MSNBC News, or NBC News. And the article title is, "Family of AR-15 Inventor Eugene Stoner, He Didn't Intend It for Civilians."